Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You do spend money on things you love. Like, you buy quality shoes. You don't cheap out on shoes.
Socks.
Yeah.
Socks rule.
Yeah. That's not true, though. I have to cop to that.
Really?
Nowadays, the ones I'm wearing right now starts with an S.
But you're a Skechers guy.
I'm a Skechers guy.
You've been a Skechers guy every time we saw you coming on those Heelys.
Zipping down Wisconsin Avenue?
Shut up, Bob. I don't want this to focus on me, all right?
All right.
I'm trying to provide a public f***ing service here,
Excuse me.
And you're putting it all on me.
Sorry.
Both of you, just knock it off. I'm doing the best I can.
I know it's the American national anthem, but we can't have Adele sing the darn thing. Do we really care that she's not American? I mean, how many times do you watch a TV show, Mike? It's a guy in an English accent, hear him in an interview. He's British. I'm tired of the BS, okay? So we can have that. We can have Adele. Did you know Rick from Walking Dead is British? Did you know that?
Tom
Hardy's British. Did you know Hugh Grant is British? What the hell is happening? I had no idea.
This CVS was catering to the old people. The Prevagen. The brain enhancer was completely sold out. You could see that it was picked clean.
Well, that's because people that buy it every time they go in because they don't remember if they have
forget.
Any. They do.
They forget.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I'm starting today with my playmates down here. And
what was that?
Oh no.
What was it?
My truff bottle fell off.
Oh, don't do that.
No.
That's gold sauce.
It's like liquid gold.
I gave it to the greatest bus driver in the world the other day, but there you go. That's truff. That's a free ad for truff.
I love truff.
Love it.
Put it on
my playmates down here have a very expensive pool that I got in
like a swimming pool.
No, I bought a square with a couple of other guys.
Gambling pool.
It was a $30 buy-in, a $35 buy-in for squares, and each square is $100, and they have tons of squares.
Is it for the big game?
For the big game.
Okay.
I hate that. I've always hated that.
I know.
I always hate that.
Does it still apply to us?
I so want
to
say.
We could say it here because it's not part of a commercial.
Radio, when it goes on the radio.
No, it's a commercial.
Super Bowl?
You're talking about a Super Bowl pool.
Super Bowl!
Right.
Super Bowl!
But not in a commercial.
I get paranoid about the power of the NFL. They have the power to reach out to it. But anyway, I get in this pool.
Yes.
And all my playmates are over with me in the sandbox yesterday. And we're all sitting around. And the copy paper of the pool came out. It was a big board, and then it was finally filled out. Now everybody got a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into it. I get into these things occasionally. You know me in gambling. Without much thought. And I'm not a big, super football gambling guy.
Right.
No.
And I don't do it as much as apparently a lot of these guys do, including Mark Miller.
Well, no, he's the sports guy. There's segments on his show about gambling.
Gambling.
It's casual conversation.
That's what he does, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So he comes off the course, and we're sitting around going over this, and I don't understand how the pool works.
Is it a simple 10x10 box pool?
You're going to understand this. I will preface this, Rob.
All right.
I believe you will understand this quickly. Because
my family does it every year.
But your brain doesn't work when it comes to gambling. My brain doesn't work like yours.
Okay.
And I've never done it before. And what it is everybody gets a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a row of numbers at the top and a row of numbers on the side.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then each box has a number at the top for Tampa and the number on the side for Kansas City.
Yes.
And that number, and then the numbers are randomly picked underneath the team.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you get paid is that every time the score changes, that is worth, if you have the
number for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm starting to sound like an idiot. And the number for Kansas City.
The final digit.
The last number of the score. Mm-hmm. Every time, even before an extra point, when the score changes, you get, if you have those two numbers, you get paid.
Yeah, but
it's a lot of money.
But it's the squares game. We've done it at Jimmy's.
Absolutely.
When Jimmy's is open.
And are you sure it's after every score and not at the end of a quarter?
After this is after every score. This
how much
has
do
the
you
potential.
Get? How much do you
this
get?
$400.
This is high frequency squares.
Yeah, it is. High frequency squares. And one of the guys who knew more about it than I did, and believe me, I was mocked, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and Mark Miller, F you for telling me not if you understand. You know what?
I really like that guy.
Oh,
you say
too.
That, you know, on the record.
He's mean. He was
what a great
mean,
guy.
mean. And he mentioned a member I hated yesterday because he was giving me so much crap. And he didn't commiserate with me when I was complaining. And I hate that more than anything. Okay? Screw you, Miller.
Let me ask you a question.
But Miller
before
was trying
we
to explain. He said, not if you understand. And it's like, I know
funny.
I came off as dumb, not getting
you
it.
You don't want to be taken advantage of.
What?
You don't want to be taken advantage of either.
Well, I just want to be able to enjoy the game by if something
who's
happens.
Running the pool? Who's running the pool?
Well, a guy.
Because
a guy here.
What he's done is he's turned it into instead of everybody gets their money back and somebody wins big and somebody loses, he's actually turned it into a profit-making potential for him. Because if the score changes less than 25 times, he will profit from the pool.
Also, if his core demo is guys like you just trying to get into the action, then he's like, what's his rake?
I don't know what his rake is. And, you know, it's interesting. I wish you'd been with me. Or I wish you'd been in my brain so I could say, what's your rake?
Yeah.
Because is that the take?
That is taboo. Then he's
no,
a bookmaker.
No, but what's going to do? He's not going to fight me. He's 66 years old.
Fight,
you know?
Fight. We're going to have a fight on the 17th hole at 4 o'clock.
This has, XFBI. So there, and the way, the guy explained that there are potentially 25 opportunities, 25 score changes for money. And I'm told that the 2 and the 8 are not good numbers.
No, they're not. You want zeros and sevens.
Unless you're in China, because the number 8 is very, very popular. It's very lucky.
That's my lucky number 8.
The number 8. Mm-hmm.
Zeros and 7 would be a winner.
That's a good one. What are your numbers?
I got 6.
Yes.
And which is great if there's a touchdown. If Tampa scores a touchdown. And I got 1, which is not a good number.
No, that's
one is not an extra point.
Safety.
If someone misses an extra point, then you're in the money.
Yeah.
Right? They score 6, you're good.
Yeah, but he needs to figure out a way to get to 1.
But the other team would have to have 1.
Ah, you know what?
You know?
21-6.
Huh?
21-6 could happen.
21-6 could happen.
And by the way, who is your 1 and who is your 6?
My 1 and my 6, I believe 6 is my Tampa,
okay.
And 1 Denver. Is my Kansas City. So I'm okay.
You know what? You are not totally ruled out.
They're not great
numbers,
though.
Well, no, nobody
though.
Is. That's what makes it great, but they're not the best numbers.
No.
By the way, a guy has already gotten paid. Now, here's a question for you. A guy's already gotten paid. Do you want to know how that guy got paid?
Because he's the guy that had 0-0, I bet.
See, I knew Rob knew. Rob would know this thing backwards and forwards. So it took me a while to gather it in, and
so
I know
every
I came
change
across
is 400,
as a moron.
Every change is 400
by the way, I was introduced as the token twice.
Why? Are you the only white guy?
No, Democrat. That's it.
Sorry.
This is here's our token.
So there's.
And I just came home very sad, like I've been picked on the playground. I really did yesterday.
The buy-in is $100 a box, and you own a third of one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that he's got 10 grand in the kitty.
Oh,
100 boxes at $100 each.
10%
and $400 per score change?
Maybe 20.
Right.
So yeah, I did the math right in my head. He's betting. And actually, it's only going to be 24 because there's
No, he doesn't get money.
Oh, so there is
the
no
last
rake.
Score gets everything that's left.
Ooh.
If there
so
is
the
a
guy,
last score.
Because
it could switch 24
second,
times.
But no, whoever has the last
gets
score
left,
change.
All right.
Whoever has the last score change will win the money. So if the game was, say, 6-1, hey, Mike, and stay that way for the whole Super Bowl, I'd win a lot of money. But so that's how it works.
Okay.
He doesn't take a rake.
Okay.
He doesn't take
the
a rake.
The thing that
on
troubles
that.
Me, though, is that it's conceivable that there could be more than 24 score changes in the game.
Right.
If that happens, is he just does it just end?
I think it ends.
Okay.
I think, but I don't know.
So see, he's not a crook.
That's a question.
He's not a crook, Oscar.
No, you can't get away with that. He wouldn't be able to get away with
that. All right.
That would be like the the house winning everything.
The standard way my family does it is there's a prize at the end of the quarter, at the half, at the end of the third quarter, and then a bigger prize for the end of the game. So there's only four prizes awarded and they're predetermined.
This is more exciting. Fun because there's more potential,
absolutely.
And that's why I have it.
Okay.
I do have 6-1.
Are you doing anything for the game? Because it is Florida. I hadn't even thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Florida. You're close to Tampa, so you'd be like, oh, the game's like in Florida.
Right.
For the, Tampa Bay.
I'm driving up to Tampa.
Excellent. You got your tickets?
Got my tickets. I'll be on the 50-yard line.
Does your son understand how big the Super Bowl is?
Not really. No. Oh. No.
Well, you won't get pressure for him then.
No, I can't get him to stay, seated for a Giants game. So, and by the way, that's when it will be important. It's not important now.
No. When the Giants go to the Super Bowl?
Giants going to the board would be very important. He'd be dressed in a uniform.
What about
full
on the field as a photographer?
No, if it was up in Tampa, I'd probably try to get up there and take a peek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. What am I saying?
You hate the Super Bowl.
We covered 9 of them. I never will go to that. Even post-COVID, I won't go to
that. One of my topics for the bonus show this week is why the Super Bowl sucks.
Jimmy Cerito, through his depression about the place being closed down, texted me last night that Andrea Kramer had come on and interviewed Scott Norwood at Jimmy's, and he said, Jimmy's is going to be on the NFL Network. Jimmy's going to...
So
Jimmy posted that
out.
About 6:30. I tune into, in my humble opinion, one of the worst networks ever.
You can tell it's not their core.
In their snarky sports talk hype crap, which
yelling.
Is just
so much yelling.
It's garbage TV and it's garbage radio. It's just like, hey, coach, just doing that phony ball busting, which isn't genuine. And I know because I do it genuinely. I know what's going. Yes,
it's not what they do well. They don't do television like daily programming very well. The NFL Network.
What they do well is
reruns of football games.
I'll take that.
And I'm all that. I'm for that on the golf channel.
Yes.
I'm for all the sports channels. But when you're doing like a 9-hour broadcast of pregame crap, it's horrible because they've got their personalities.
Right.
So Jimmy says he's going to be on. So I tune in a network I never watch. I never, ever watch. And I have to say, I come in late. He said they'll be on between 6 and 7. So I turn it on at 6:30. And that half hour was the longest half hour of my natural life. Just wading through the pregame hype and the glorification of the NFL. The NFL, in my opinion, doesn't need to be glorified.
No.
All right?
Mm-mm.
I'm all about the game. The game, the game, the game. That's what I care about more than any of the other crap. It becomes white noise to me when I'm listening to that. And, of course, because it's Jimmy's segment wasn't on.
Right.
I guess it wasn't on, which, by the way, I've been there with him before about so. But apparently they're going to be on the real pregame show on the NFL Network on Sunday at 12:30.
Yeah, but who watches the NFL Network on Super Bowl Sunday? You watch the network that has the game.
I'm not going to kick a friend when he's down, okay?
I guess you're right.
I'm not going to do that
right
now.
I guess you're right.
And by the way, today's the day. So I should be getting updates on Jimmy tomorrow.
Okay.
Or today, or later on today. That's what I want to do. But as far as
You can't. It's like it's us calling you guys, being like, "Hey, turn on Fox 5," and then we all turn on Fox 5, and collectively we're like, "All right, human interest story, human interest story, human," and then all right, and then
all watch it? Did we all do it?
I T-voted it and watched the whole program at half speed or double speed, but I didn't see it. Yeah, of course I did.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Rob's the Uber's non-sports guy.
I wasn't home. I called Julia for her to TiVo it. And so
So we all wanted to see it and it wasn't on, so say a little
bit. But there was the traditional shot of the leggy blonde in front of the Tampa skyline talking. They love that. They like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Florida, Oscar got up early this morning and sent me a link to a story about Naples, and I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I know you wanted to talk about it, because I think I know this guy. I think I know this asshat, and I think I know this particular store. But I didn't look at it. What's this guy doing now? What's going on in Naples?
So the days of a roving reporter are gone from network television,
mm-hmm.
except when something is so egregious that they said we were actually working on another story and we stumbled upon this a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
There's a store in Naples, Florida called Oaks Farms, if I'm not mistaken. Oaks Farms Market, right?
That's the guy.
Oh, you know this guy.
That's the douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he is, I guess for lack of a better term, what I believe is an because he...
Don't mince words.
He does not believe in the pandemic.
Right.
He does not believe in masks. And he says so much within his comments to the NBC network news anchor, correspondent that was talking to Lester, because the guy had just stumbled onto this. They took video of the actual market. Nobody's wearing masks. The employees aren't wearing masks. There's no PPE in place.
Right.
They have figured out a way to skirt around the law for the mask mandate because
right.
they say they legally can't do this because local government says that they can't enforce anything. So they have these signs that say, if you're not wearing a mask, we're just going to assume you have a medical issue. So people
this
go.
They have a sympathetic governor.
People yes, go to this store. No protection. All the time. It looks like pre-pandemic days. And some of you say, well, what's wrong with that? It's his own business. What's wrong with that? It's a public health emergency. Like, we are in the middle of
it. It's a public
one.
Health hazard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's a hazard.
Yeah. You're contributing to the potential to spread it. And there, you know, I direct everybody to 60 Minutes this past Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, these people that do this have never been touched by it. Have not been touched by it directly. The only time that these effers will react to it would be if they got it or their mommy or daddy got it.
Mm-hmm.
They would not react. They literally cannot think that far down the road or have any ability to empathize with other people and people that have been lost.
Mm.
And we've said from the beginning that the mask issue, and I plead the hypocrisy card all the time, that I haven't done the best job I could do. But I've tried when I can, and I'm very, very concerned about this. So this guy has a masks aren't allowed policy. Is that what it is? Or
they're just not enforced, and he doesn't require them. And anybody that's been to a Costco or CVS mm-hmm. or Safeway or Giant or Kroger, whatever you have, Albertsons, You see plexiglass. You see the employees, like they the people that are on the front lines are employees like this that they're putting their lives on the line to make a living.
Right.
And the idea that this guy is just like willy-nilly, frankly, going overboard to the point that he actually organized a bus to come up to D.C. For the January 6th insurrection.
They call him a known conservative, Mike.
That's not for the insurrection itself, but. For the actual rally that turned into an insurrection.
Right.
It just, it blew my mind to see this when almost 4,000 people died in this country yesterday from COVID.
Oh, and he also denies those numbers. He's a number denier as well.
He says it's surreal.
Mm-hmm.
Alfie Oakes is the guy's name.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Alfie Oakes is the guy's name. And the only story I've got here is back in June of 2020. When he was under fire for comments on the pandemic and Black Lives Matter. Shocker.
Oh, boy.
He's one of these guys that does that, and he owns he got lucky and had a farm stand that turned into a big grocery store.
I just didn't know. I didn't really understand the gravity of how terrible it was.
And you want to hear a little bit of the news story?
Yes, please. All right, Florida.
Yeah, here we go. I just brought it up. Give me one second here.
Thank you.
Here we go. If it would play.
And I just,
so this has been going on for a long time.
Taken pre-pandemic, the Oaks Farm seed-to-table market in Naples, Florida, captures the country's divide, with many customers and employees visibly not wearing masks. Despite experts' clear messaging that wearing masks can slow the spread of COVID-19.
The CDC makes recommendations
Fauci.
Based on data that they accumulate because it's a science-based organization.
When we first asked about the store's mask policy, we were directed to this sign stating the mask exemption guidelines. Those in our lovely government have ordered all persons entering indoor facilities to wear a mask. If you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing a mask, you are exempt. We cannot legally ask you about your medical condition. Therefore, if we see you without a mask, we will assume you have a medical condition. Alfie Oakes is the store's owner, known for his conservative and often controversial viewpoints.
Is your position then about medical exemptions, or is it about the fact that you don't think masks work and that the virus is not a real thing?
I know that the masks don't work, and I know that the virus has not killed 400,000 people in this country. That's total hogwash.
Oakes, who organized getting a bus of people to Washington, D.C. on January 6th to support former President Trump, believes many of the deaths being attributed to COVID are due to other causes.
I'm not going to do it. I've never worn a mask in my life, and I never will.
Yesterday, more than 3,000 people died from the coronavirus in the United States. Oakes' store, a stark contrast to the hundreds of public stores in Florida, equipped with plexiglass checkout counters, social distancing rules, even pharmacies administering vaccines. On social media, reaction to the video poured in swiftly. One person tweeting, "I can't stop watching this. My jaw is literally on my desk." Another said, "We should exempt them from the vaccine line then."
Sam, you stumbled upon this scene today while covering a different story. So what is the mask mandate there?
Lester, local governments can impose mask mandates. In fact, there is one in Naples, but the governor here has stripped their ability to fine people for not following the rules.
Can't get this vaccine under control fast enough. Mm-hmm. And because of people like that, who knows how it will affect the ability to get to herd immunity sooner.
I only see the world through the lens I have, which is the D.C. area.
Right.
I knew there was a grocery store in this area that was acting like that, I would be freaked out.
Yeah. Well, there is. And as I said, that guy's been around and caused controversy for a very long time. He loves it. He gets off on it.
Sure.
It's obvious he gets off on it. It's sad. It's very, very sad. It's very sad that this has become politicized. But there's we have a textbook case of it down in Naples. I could make it down there in about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I could get down to this place. I've never been in that store. I have nothing to do with that store. But it's very, very frustrating. Here's the real sad thing. There are just as many people, probably, especially in these counties, that will shop there because of that.
Oh, yeah.
As there are people that will say, I'm not going into that store. And it's really, really a sad state of affairs. But there are people like that all over the country. And it is sad. That's all you can say. It's a bummer.
And you know what's crazy is that a year ago, if you heard the phrase mask mandate, you would think it was a reality show on Fox.
The mask mandate.
Will he choose you?
The mask mandate. Now, on another front,
yes.
I have to tell you, and I'll let this out there.
Please.
That I have discovered after my wife went to pick up my kid at a friend's house, and I needed to get some supplies at the drugstore. I'm in constant need of medications.
Yes, creams.
As you know. Carla dropped me off at a drugstore on the other side of town. And so I stopped at this drugstore. It's a CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that I discovered
my wife dropped me off at the drugstore and let me wander around.
Oldie McOlderson. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
This is where the worm turned. There are several moments you have. When you're in your 40s, you'll notice you might need a little help with the peepers.
Sure.
That's a milestone. That's a moment where you're like, I'm getting older.
Readers.
This is a 61-year-old where I've been cruising from about 53, 54, right through 60, 61. This is the moment right here. Outside of my many, many ailments, this is an older person's epiphany. I go into this drugstore.
Yes.
This CVS. On the other side of town. And I am telling you, this was the Oldie Olderson drugstore. And I'm not saying that to criticize. I'm saying that to celebrate this particular drugstore that had everything for the geriatric folks. Everything. You need a cane, they got more than any drugstore I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You need any bandage, brace, something for sale. This place was amazing. CPAP supplies. Okay, that you always order online. There's a display case of CPAP.
And
I walk up to this and like, isn't this great? I'm sitting there. This is the equivalent of when a child goes into a toy store. You're like going, wow, this isn't just an array of vitamins. Let me tell you how old this CVS was catering to the old people. The Prevagen. The brain enhancer was completely sold out. You could see that it was picked clean.
Well, that's because people don't buy it every time they go in because they don't remember if they have
forget.
Any. They do.
They forget. It was spectacular. And by the way, this was a good... You know when you go... I don't know how your drug, your CVSs and your drugstores are up there. You know when you go into the drugstore where the cupboards are semi-bare, where they just don't have a lot of stuff, right?
They don't stock
this
them.
This was... And they had the Halloween... They had Halloween candy. Not Halloween. Valentine's candy.
Yeah.
Out the ass. It was... They had everything. Mm. It was a... Their freezer section with the, you know, the limited foodstuffs, but they had plenty of the limited food. I was in there for 20 minutes just going, isn't this great?
Did you treat yourself to anything?
Not just the supplies that I needed. Oh. I forgot what I was getting.
Because I bet they had enema bags in every color.
I think I got a personal product, Rob, that I really would rather not discuss.
That's fine.
It was not a prescription, but it was not over the counter.
Well, was it prescription strength?
Oh, like, you know, I'm sorry. Now that I mentioned it, I have to go full disclosure. Yeah. I was having a bit of an issue with chafing.
Oh.
To me. Yeah, listen, if you didn't think I was sexy before, let me throw this out there. I was getting a little chafing stuff. I was looking, you know what I was looking for? All right, get ready to laugh, everybody. I'm sorry. Here it is. I was looking for extra strength Gold Bond powder.
Oh, yeah, when the regular won't do.
Have you tried Glide? Have you tried Glide?
What's Glide?
It's not the Astro kind, but it's an actual runner's
brand. I thought that was dental floss.
No, they have a version of dental floss. That's called Glide.
Yeah. That, too.
That explains why my teeth feel so weird.
The Glide, it looks like a deodorant stick. It's meant for marathon runners, but if you have a lot of friction going on down there, it would help.
Sure.
And you put it on
for me is going from the bed to the bathroom in the morning.
You put it on your inner thighs or wherever you're getting friction, like a deodorant stick, and it actually creates somewhat of a comfortable feeling when you're walking around.
I would say you wouldn't need to be a marathon runner to enjoy that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm wearing it right now.
Well, I think you put it in other spots, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Hello. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Carl, I bought Glide. No problem.
Well, you know what? The next live show we ever do, I'll give you the address of this drugstore. And if you're elderly, you go down, just knock yourself out. All right? Come ahead. You need a walker, rock and roll. They got everything. They got plenty of floor space, and it's jam-packed. And don't get in line for prescriptions though.
Oh no,
because you'll waste a whole 3/4 of a day there.
Yeah, but most of their customers have time.
Yeah, well, and eventually the lines get shorter. Based on years.
Yes.
People going to the happy hunting ground. That's it. But man, it was fantastic.
That's a sign of a fantastic manager as well, great manager.
Mm-hmm. Stocks, it pays attention to stocking, you know?
Across the street, God bless them. Like this is the happy hunting ground. It's Chuck E. Cheese across the street. If you got something, you're lucky. Like if you found
the worst. What you're talking about.
You mentioned their food, their limited food. I have looked, you go there, you're looking for a snack, you look at the refrigerated case, and alone on a shelf is a hard-boiled egg. One hard-boiled egg, peeled in a package. I'm like, I've never been that hungry that I could buy a drugstore egg. Parking they care about.
I got in a sweet altercation with the guy, the new manager, as he was just yelling at me about parking. And I said, hey, man, I'm literally just going across the street for about 2 hours, and I'm leaving.
Right.
I was like, if that's a problem, no big deal, I'll move my car.
So came upstairs? Did the manager
he caught me at the bottom of the ramp.
The manager came around, was spying you.
He looks like Otto. He's really nice.
They have a manager now that gives a rat's ass about
cares.
Yeah, but not.
Oh, but he cares about the wrong stuff.
The wrong thing. Yeah.
He doesn't care. I mean, if the pill looks the same, he'll probably prescribe it to
him. And I said to him, we've been across the street for almost 7 years.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how you're going to play this. First of all, do not cut off your revenue stream. Because I said, outside of myself and maybe like three other people in that building across the street, everybody else that comes here and parks and walks, they buy something from your store.
Yep.
So that helps your receipts at the end of the day. So you don't want to cut that off. But if you want to get more parking for your customers in the afternoon, I understand that because you want more customers to pull through your store. And he said, well, what do you mean by that? I said, if you just put these warning signs on the car and then say you're going to call the police and threaten the people that know that you're probably going to call the police, they'll leave. And then the people that just secretly park and walk to a restaurant, but buy something from the store so they have a receipt, that'll help your receipts as well. So that'll solve your problem.
What did he say to that?
He said, man, thank you for being so nice to me. I was such an but when I walked up to you, and he was, very aggressive. I said,
really?
I can tell your frustration. I understand. I was like, I'll move my car right now, or I'll send one of my guys to do it because I'm late for my show. But let me tell you, if you tell people to stop parking here all the time, you will have your weekly receipts go down. It just happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oscar Santana, the great negotiator. That's fantastic.
You know, and he's like 30 years old, and it's just, you get this like power. They're like, I tell people not to park all the time.
I told you not to park here.
I'm like, dude,
what?
Why do you care?
You know, if you said that at the CVS that I went to down here in Florida, and you said, you can't park here, you know what somebody would say?
What?
What do you mean I can't fart here?
There you go. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at so www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, I hope I don't look as bad as you look, man.
You make me look like Cinderella. If I had a dog like you, I'd shave his butt and make him walk backwards.
Hey, Doc Elliott's gonna take care of us. It's time to break in the old medicine cabinet, that boy.
How's your elbow?
God damn it.
You know, Ed is gonna get your ass for this, boy.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna do nothing to you.
Hell, I ain't the one that's done it.
Yeah, but you're gonna take something that makes you accomplish. They turn me in, they gotta turn you in, and they won't do that.
Football players. I forgot the name of the movie.
Genuine North Dallas 40.
Sports
North
Dallas 40. A legendary folk hero.
Folk hero, have some good dream.
Don't mind if I do.
A little carbazine.
All right.
Would you like codeine?
Does the shark miss see? Come on, get some of this.
One for me. Oops. Breakfast.
Taking pills.
There. Nectar of the gods.
Yes.
Feels pretty swollen. Just work that knee.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not the knee. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Always messing with the knee.
Yeah, how you doing, baby?
All right, Del, you gonna give a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you gotta master the technology of this game.
Phil, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
God. If you last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Oh, not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
You crazy.
Crazy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's a clip from a movie that was made when they were wearing leather helmets.
You know, it's amazing when you hear that to think that Nick Nolte lived longer than Mac Davis.
Yeah.
He outlived him. That's surprising to me.
Very, very surprising. From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Buena Park, California, North Kingstown, Rhode Island.
Thank you.
Bartlett, Tennessee, Pickering, Ontario, Canada. Pickering, Ontario,
hello,
Canada.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, I'm Pickering. Hartwood, Virginia, and Dundalk, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. By the way, just came to mind a little Irish factoid.
Yeah.
I think I've been getting it wrong for a long time about my ancestors in Ireland. This program today brought to you by Ritual. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, especially when it comes to something we take every day. That's why I love Ritual. Here's what it looks like. Doesn't even look like regular bottles.
Oh, it's great.
Look at that.
Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. And you know what? You won't find in Ritual sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. I've been taking Ritual vitamins every day. The fresh minty taste, which I love, and the delayed release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy.
even on an empty stomach. I used to take Maltese that would always mess my gut up. Yeah. I would always feel as though, you know, unless you're having a full meal, you don't need that with these guys. It's really, really terrific. Plus, your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month. Free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Yes, yeah, so I'm talking to a guy at a restaurant outdoors. This is like a month ago.
Okay.
And he's from Ireland. And his name is Michael. And I always ask an Irish guy, you know, where you're from, what county? And he tells me. And I said to him, well, I'm from a little village called Aglish, A-G-L-I-S-H, in Limerick County. And he kind of gives me a, like, I think you're backing up the wrong tree. I don't think that my town where my great-great-grandfather is buried is in Limerick County. I think it's in County Tipperary. It's a long way to Tipperary.
But haven't you gone to Ireland?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it was during that bad marriage, you know, and maybe I was distracted.
Were there maybe some zoning changes?
No, but the counties are side. The counties are side by side.
Gerrymandering.
So I think you could have moved. Like if you're in Prince George's County,
yeah,
you go. You know, you might be looking for something and go over the line to Anne Arundel County,
or you're in Raljohn all of a sudden,
or you're in Raljohn.
Yeah,
that's okay. Not a real county. Raljohn was named after Jack Kent Cook's children. So I was looking it up, and I think, and here's the thing, Aglish, spelled A-G-L-I-S-H, there are a lot of them. So I think it's like Springfield in the United States.
Got it.
All right? So
he pulled the Silver Springs on you with the S. Like you did to him.
I was wrong about, I started thinking about it, and I'm sitting there at dinner with my phone, and let me see, Aglish.
Can you approximate his accent? Because when you did him before, it was comical. Is it a cool Irish accent Michael. This guy has?
Oh, I love that. It's so great.
Michael.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to look it up here.
All right. County Aglish.
Okay. Can you do a good Irish accent?
County Aglish. Village
of Aglish.
Can I do an Irish accent?
No, I know you can. I'm asking Rob.
What's the question? I'm sorry.
Rob is like Lucky Charms. That's the Irish. I've always hated it. Rob's broke.
Well, you can can go over the line, but you can also do it a little more subtle.
That's better. I don't. That's better. That's better. Okay, I like that.
But Maddie, you got Mary.
Mary
what's
is
going
funny
on?
Though, Mike.
No, I wish.
Come on, give it a shot.
Come on. No, she just shook her head. Not only is she not going to do an accent,
I can't do
it. She's not going to even verbally.
It's so bad.
No, try.
Can you do an Italian accent since you're Italian?
No, that's even harder. But I know, like Mike said, like tree turkey, right? Like that's kind
turkey,
of.
Turkey, yeah. Thank you for noticing
that's
that.
That's kind of one.
Tree
yeah,
turkey.
Right? Yeah.
Tree turkey.
That's all you get. Yeah.
That's it. That's all we needed.
But, like, if you listen to Wendy Reardon or Reardon from the Cranberries,
yeah.
God rest her soul.
Yeah.
If you listen to her when she would do, it's the same old thing. That the TH is pronounced as a T sound.
Mike, so I have actually the best representation of an Irish accent and actually of the entire Irish lifestyle right here, if I could share it with you. It comes from McDonald's.
I come celebrate. McDonald's is serving up the one and only Shamrock Shake. They're tasty, cool, and delicious. But hurry, they won't be around for long, and that's no blarney.
It makes kids glad and it thrills mom and dad. It's the most fun my boss and Sarah go proud together. McDonald's and you.
That's the worst.
Thank you,
know what,
Rob.
Mike, actually, you know what? I think we should call that commercial is inappropriate because it was done in green face.
Green face. Totally,
total
correct.
Total green
Pony,
face.
You got it in you? What do you got in you?
All the wee little shenanigans.
All right, so anyway, I'm going to have to track my ancestors again and figure out.
Today his name is Matt O'Bloom.
Matty O'Bloom. Oh, there's a fine day with Matty O'Bloom. So when you're in Limerick, you go northeast a little bit to County Tipperary, and that's the little village where
well,
my ancestors
it's, Mike,
were.
It, it's somewhat. I've been in this same space, but with Latin America or Bolivia. Uh-huh. When you meet someone from there and they start like questioning, like, what are you talking about? And
you're
like,
yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
My parents told me. I've only been there like a handful of times through, you know, my formative years. That's about it.
Well, what they usually say to Oscar is, there's a house there and a Dr. Zabios there, but his kids aren't you.
No, they usually say, which coup was where did you visit towards?
It would make sense that I went over the county line and wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's what it is. And that this, I thought it was in Limerick County. It's northeast of Limerick City, but it's in County Tipperary.
I like Tipperary better than Limerick. I think that's a neater name.
Yeah, Limerick, Tipperary. Where are you from? County Tipperary.
County Tipperary.
So I'll do a deep. And by the way, it's big industry over there to find your ancestors, but I'm having none of that. I base it on a 1960-ish photograph of a church, and I found the grave after we looked at photographs. I don't know how I didn't walk by it. My ex-wife took pictures, and then we saw him later.
I thought you did a 23andMe. Why do I think you did a 23andMe or something like that? Like you had...
Well, 23andMe, I was 57% Irish.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So they can claim ownership.
But 23andMe won't give you his relatives and where they're from.
But they give the region. They give the region on a heat map.
Not that specific. I don't think they're that specific. Maybe if you pay more. I'm not ready to pay more, though. Mm. That's it. So that's my little family thing.
Thank you for clarifying.
For all those years, I said Limerick County, and it is Tipperary.
Tipperary.
That was Tipperary, not Limerick. I want to make sure.
What's got a better tax base?
You mean what's a more upwardly mobile county?
Yeah.
That's the central part of Ireland, Oscar. Okay. Not a lot of tourism in these particular
I was wondering which county, Mike, struggling. Which one has more granite countertops and round tables?
There you go. It's fantastic. Which one has more McMansions? What an insensitive question that was, you idiots. That's the way
but
that goes.
Over there, they really are McMansions.
So sorry.
We're going to come back and play a game. What we really need.
We have Nicky Diamond.
Oh, we have Nicky?
Yes.
Nicky.
Big
we have
weekend
Nicky
for him.
With the
Another
Super Bowl.
Treat.
Yes.
All right. I'll pay attention to that more often in the future. But we have Nicholas Diamond because there's a little athletic competition going this particular weekend. And we will talk to the prognosticator of Pahrump when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning from Washington, D.C. and the great state of Kentucky. This is your Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We are living in some crazy times. And I should know, I've been serving in the Senate since 1926, and I've seen it all. But we have to persevere. That's how I won that legendary foot race against the rabbit. I may be slow, but I keep on. I never go away. I'm always around. Just like death, taxes, hatred, the Ku Klux Klan, and the TMOS Shopping Center. And even though I don't understand podcasts, or computers, or even electricity, for that matter, my staff tells me I can buy anything I want from Target or Walmart by using my old blue bruised fingers to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click that banner. Which reminds me, I carried a banner once.
Oh, no.
Here's a hint. It didn't say welcome.
Oh, dear.
Hey, in any case, please shop through this site. From now on, that's where I'll buy my sweet tea.
2021, make it shorter. Thank you. Thank you.
Mitch McConnell.
All right, Mitch.
Please.
Thank you very much.
Fear the
difference. Running out of time here, okay? Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. Big game this weekend. Really, really big, big. Massive. Hey, some may even call it Super.
What?
And even if your team didn't make it to Tampa, you can still have some rootin' interest in the action. Just head on over to MyBookie. Trust me, sports are more fun when you have a little skin in the game.
Skin.
And MyBookie can make it happen. And it's not just picking the winner. They have all the prop bets. My favorite prop bet is that Tom Brady. No, it's the coaches of both Tampa and Kansas City, who shows their nostrils first. I love that. You can go to get it at MyBookie. Sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and sign up to grab yourself a 50% match in free play based on your first deposit.
How great is that?
If you can think it, you can bet it, and do not miss out on their casino gaming platform. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. I just bet $20 on Jim Nantz.
Hey!
I can't lose.
Nice job.
So take a looky at MyBookie. Now, without further ado, there he is, ladies and gentlemen, with his cool shades. And this is a man who has let's give Nikki a round of applause for another
season.
Stellar season.
Thank you.
I say we've really grown to love you on the Mike O'Mara show. And I know, Nikki, you have your own fan base and nobody really reaches out to the listeners like you do. I think you have quite a nice personal relationship with a lot
of
our listeners.
I'm a man of the people, Mike. I like the little people.
That's good. That's
little
terrific.
Little people that have nothing else going on. Those are my people, Mike.
Amen. I am always challenged to see the literature you have over your right shoulder, Nikki. I'm looking right now to see what that is. It looks
read on these Etch-a-Sketch things? It's amazing.
It's 50 Shades of Grey.
It's the season ending. I need some new hobbies, so I figure me and Ernie will read up on this.
He's got a new technique.
Yeah.
Of the world. Next season. We keep the iPad for next season. Yeah. Please do. That's fantastic. Nikki, this is it. It's the big one. We're finally here. It's Tampa, baby. Wow.
The goat versus the baby goat. I mean, it's going to be a whole huge event down in Tampa. Can I start talking about the musical choices for this Super Bowl?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I know we've always wanted a R&B country duet for the national anthem. That's what we want. The sultry sounds of Jasmine Sullivan. Never heard of her. I'm sure she's great. And Eric Church, never heard of him. I'm sure he's horrible. That's just, this is a duet for the national anthem. This isn't Islands in the Stream. You don't harmonize during a pandemic. What are we doing? I don't know what's happening, okay?
I was unaware you were you felt so strongly about it, Nikki. You seem very upset.
Look, I know it's the American national anthem, but we can't have Adele sing the darn thing. Do we really care that she's not American? I mean, how many times do you watch a TV show, Mike? It's a guy in an English accent. Hear him in an interview. He's British. I'm tired of the BS, okay? So we can have Adele. Did you know Rick from Walking Dead is British? Did you know that?
Tom
Hardy's British. Did you know Hugh Grant is British? What the hell is happening? I had no idea this.
I didn't know you felt strongly about that. A lot of great British actors with American accents on TV, Nikki. Just the way it works. I'm sorry to tell
Apparently
you that.
Apparently, the English accent is the easiest thing to pull off. Apparently, that's how dumb we are as a society. Anybody can sound like us. Anyway, bet the under 159, that anthem. They'll go halfway through and realize this ain't working. We need to bail.
Oh, they're going to bail. They're going to bail on the anthem.
Wow. That's amazing. All right, well, let's get to the big contest. I'm hearing a lot of talk about this is going to be an easy run for Kansas City. What say you, Nikki Diamond?
Well, the Chiefs, it's never easy. You know, they fall behind. It's interesting. You know, Brady's a second-half quarterback. The Chiefs are a first-half team. They fall behind. So you would think that maybe that would play into their hands. I say Tampa Bay, they get off to the early lead. Okay. By the way, little prop bet for you. The first score of the game, Ryan Succop. Field goal. Not sexy, but hey, sometimes field goals are important. Am I right, Spurlock?
Absolutely.
Hey, what do you think a bet like that pays, by the way? I'm just curious. You know, since we were talking about my
odds?
Buddy, the first field goal, the odds of that
right
happening.
Now.
I mean, that would be an interesting. I would really.
Probably 12 to 1 or something. I mean, that's good
not
money
bad.
Right there, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone's going to think Mahomes is going to throw it to Hill or Brady's going to throw it to Godwin or something or Gronkowski. No, I say 3-0 start. Can we get to the halftime show? It's all about the weekend.
Yes, Nikki.
Right? Please go ahead.
Let's get to the halftime show. Please. Take it away.
This song can't feel my face because he's wearing a mask. It's out here. Come on, don't overthink it. Oh, the toy flip. Come on, the toy flip. It's an indoor stadium. You bet heads, because he wants to see the sky. In a dome, you bet tails. This is common sense. Who doesn't know that?
Wow.
The Gatorade. The Gatorade poured on the winning team. We're near the ocean. It's going to be blue, baby. Blue at the Atlantic.
Look at this! This is like a prop bet windfall.
Oh, I love this! I love this!
Yeah.
Wow. About the prop bets, I say the MVP of the game, not a quarterback. It'll be a tight end, but who will it be?
Oh.
Will it be Rob Gronkowski or will it be Travis Kelce? Well, I say this: the winning team will win 33-24, led by 12 catches, 140 yards, and 2 touchdowns from your MVP of the winning team, the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce, baby!
Yeah, there it is!
I got one more! I got the biggest lock ever! The biggest pearl! The biggest sure thing we've ever seen!
Yeah.
This is going to light them all up! Will there be a brand new Geico tag team Scoop Bear and It's commercial? Yes, damn right there will be! Sprinkles!
My friends, that is the way you end a season.
Oh my God.
That is the please pass along to Nikki.
Yes.
My absolute standing ovation for that final report of the year.
Sprinkles.
And I look forward to iPad book titles. Opening up a world of content to start the segment next season.
Yeah, just him and Ernie and his Kindle.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun with Nikki Diamond, but I have now, being the gambler that I am, since you were successfully able to explain the squares to me before the show started, I now have that winning field goal prop bet in my brain.
Etched.
And we don't know for sure if it's about 12-1, but I'm certainly going to check into that and find out, because that to me would be a prop. I bet it's not 12-1, Oscar. I bet it's not, because that's too high a payoff for something that has a greater probability of happening.
I bet it's higher than that, actually, because, well, he predicted,
really?
He also predicted the team. So that, you know, that would double your odds if you have to see the first score. Field goal and
it has
the
to be
team.
The team.
So,
no, it has to be up to say it's either Tampa
right.
or Kansas City has the
I would
first
say,
field goal.
I would say it's the odds are higher than 12-1. That would be my guess.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll look into it.
I got into the MyBookie app. There are squares available. There are prop bets available. There are
okay.
They give you the percentages of the coin toss. There are all kinds of options.
Yep.
All right, we have to take a break. Thank you, Nikki. Fantastic job. We will come back with what we really need.
Oh, good.
In a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do that right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We've had a relationship with Cornerstone First Financial for a really good long time. They are one of our local ads that we got with a personal relationship in Washington, D.C. with Oscar and Rob and all the people in our building, because they actually are in our building.
Yep.
What this blossomed into was a company that really has served our listeners well. I'm talking about Cornerstone First Financial, and I'm also talking about a market now that is just phenomenal for refinancing your mortgages. And the rates are at a 50-year low. Not sure how long they're going to last, but if you really want a great company that we can recommend wholeheartedly, because all three of us have used them.
Oh, yeah.
They're that good. And we've had great experiences with them. Call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. They have been a great, loyal, and dedicated advertiser for this show. They've kept our engine going, and we appreciate that. And they are celebrating their 20th year in the business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau.
They offer all the loan products, including a no-closing cost option, the absolute lowest interest rates guaranteed. Call them. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. And a little note to Mrs. Carla O'Mara.
Yes.
Please call Joanna back. Please. Okay. Thank you very much. That's it. Just want to make
sure.
She's
very busy.
Right.
Very busy.
All right. So I really have been trying to get this because this came across my desk, I think, last week. And I put it off to the side because I have this problem, and it's about needs and what you have in your closet and stuff you have lying around that you really need. I think we as Americans in particular in our consumer culture have way, way more than we need. Stuff that just accumulates mm-hmm. that we don't use, that we don't need. There's a guy with a lot of time on his hands, obviously, that's way into spreadsheets. And he tracked his entire wardrobe for 3 years to figure out what he really needs. And this jumped off the page at me because I said, that would be so very cool.
Yeah.
He broke everything down by cost per wear. That's the price you pay for something divided by the total number of times you will wear it. Here are 9 tips he came up with to make your wardrobe more efficient. Feel free to chime in.
All right.
This is not me just reading it. I want to know what you think. Number one, only buy what you need and love.
Oh.
This is clothing he's talking All about right. here. Before you buy, ask yourself if you still love the if you will still love the item in 2 months. The goal is to have a closet filled with only your favorite stuff. And I can relate to it because I'm, you know, I think I, over the years, have over-purchased, and there's stuff that just sits yeah. there, and then I end up putting it in a bag, and it, you know, it's not anything I really needed to buy. Focus on use, not price. See, now, I'm a price guy. I buy cheap stuff. That's what I buy.
Well, you can get away with cheap stuff sometimes.
You don't buy, you don't have that great a taste in clothes, so it's cheap. That's what it is.
Oh, so he veers towards cheap just
I wear golf wear. That's what I wear more than anything
else. As a rule,
you know?
If you're buying clothes that when you pay for them, they go on a conveyor belt.
Thank you.
Those are cheaper clothes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you're talking about my t-shirts at Walmart.
Yeah, or you know, at a box store, anywhere like that.
I wear the crap out of them.
Don't you go to like a wholesale golf store to like buy like ripped shirts or something? You say you go all the time where they have like all these sales. You tell me that.
But they're brand name items, ass. I actually do wear the
brand name items at generic prices.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been to the golf liquidators. It's like the stuff that didn't like made it out of the pro shops because they weren't popular. Right?
That's very cruel. You know, you should have been with the guy sitting on the patio.
Yeah. You're a mean girl.
Nasty.
By nature, it's not like you're going out of your way to go to like a tailor or anything like that. Just that's not your thing. You're not a close
boy. I'm fat too. That has something to do with
also,
it.
But also, Mike.
I mean, you know. Thank you. I mean, it's a sweatshirt and cargo shorts.
Why are we being
like
mean to
each other? 365 days a year.
Well, Mike, it's what I love. And also,
yeah, but if you had options,
right?
When you lost all that weight,
right?
You dressed. That's when you dressed the best.
Yeah, well,
because you liked wearing clothes. Now you wear clothes that are, you know, that have room.
Well,
so do I.
Believe me, I copped all of it. But I do love. I love fall to early spring because the hoodie is the best garment that's ever been invented. With the pocket up front,
okay,
and it's just that's fine. What I. But
if you're a kangaroo, yes. But as an adult, you can't wear one all the time.
Mike, number three, what?
I was going to say also something for you that I'm supporting you here. You do spend money on things you love. Like you buy quality shoes. You don't cheap out on shoes.
Socks?
Yeah.
Socks rule?
Yeah. That's not true, though. I have to cop to that.
Really? I always thought you were more of a shoe guy.
No. My shoe brand nowadays and the ones I'm wearing right now starts with an S.
But you're a Skechers guy.
I'm a Skechers guy.
You've been a Skechers guy every time we saw you coming on those Heelys.
With zipping down Wisconsin Avenue?
Shut up, Bob. I don't want this to focus on me, all right?
All right.
I'm trying to provide a public f-ing service here,
Excuse me.
And you're putting it all on me.
Sorry.
Both of you, just knock it off. I'm doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. I think I look okay.
You look great. What did I tell you before the show?
Carla, are you here?
Of course not.
Carla?
Mike, when you dress up, you look like a banker.
Yes.
When you dress regularly, you look like a golfer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Both aren't bad.
All right, I want to move on. Avoid clothes with limited options, like a bright purple shirt that you'd only wear with a specific pair of pants. This is a good idea.
This is a good idea.
Stuff like that doesn't get used nearly as much. Maximize compatibility. Look for versatile stuff that goes with anything in your wardrobe. The easiest way to do it is by limiting your color palette. So if you get lots of, you like loud stuff, you like lots of bright colors, that's not going to be, you know, unless you're going to have a closet the size of an apartment,
right?
That's not going to work for
you. You need your pale blues, you need like your Oxford shirts, white shirts, black.
But that might be boring for some people, but right. That's the way you do it. Mm. Number five, with really expensive stuff, make sure you're truly committed. If you buy a $400 coat and wear it for the next decade, it's not that expensive. This was my favorite part of that.
Yeah.
If you buy something that's great, so just ask yourself if you're really going to commit to something like that long term. So if you're looking at something, you said, I'm going to wear this for a super long time.
Yeah.
And that's difficult for guys like me and Rob with, massive tidal weight fluctuations. That's
Do you know that when I was in high school, for Christmas, my mom got me a leather jacket and I didn't like the way it fit. And so she took it in so we could exchange it. And we went to a place that's no longer around. This is 1987, Georgetown Leather Design.
Oh,
which was
a very expensive
place.
That's right.
And they had a
leather store.
They had a coat that was, it was butter.
It was.
It was fantastic.
It's a chain.
But we were kids. That's all we had, Mike. So sorry.
It's all I had. I wanted a leather jacket. We've been mauling. D.C., the mauling of America started in D.C. Any other city.
You're right. But it was so expensive. My mom said to me, if we buy you this coat, you never get to have another coat again for the rest of your life.
I said, you mean jacket?
Yeah, a leather jacket. And so I got it. And do you know, I still have it to this day. I had to get it relined because the lining wore out. And I'm probably about
Did you get it? 1987?
87 or 88, yeah. And I can still, I can still almost wear it.
And after all those years, it can still fit into it.
You were.
I hope people remember that Jim Ignatowski reference. Probably the funniest.
The
thing.
Pants.
Jim, I got to share it. Sorry, people won't get it. Jim Ignatowski on Taxi.
Reverend
Taxi
Jim.
Goes into and his father has died.
Right.
And he goes up and he's going through his father's stuff and he gets out his wedding suit and he picks up this pair of pants that has to be 55 inches and he holds it up like this. He goes, These are the pair of pants he wore on his wedding day. And you know, after 20 years, he could still fit into them. Jesus Christ, that's funny. Anyhow, so you still have your leather jacket?
I still have it. Yeah, so you know. And
you wear it?
I wore it last year, as a matter of fact. And the thing, it's not the same fit, but yes, I can zip it up.
Have you been, take this.
Yes, I've been fat my whole life, Oscar. Move on, Mike.
That was nothing. It wasn't about your weight. It was about, have you been this emotionally attached to clothes in the past?
Or no, just but that leather jacket? That's a special thing for me because it was such a dear purchase. I mean, very expensive.
All right, let me get through this quick. Take good care of your clothes. Don't throw stuff out if you can't fix it. If you can fix it. If you only have clothes you really love, then you'll want to keep them. And something simple like having a zipper replaced can double the life of a jacket. I get it.
Yeah.
Set your dresser or closet up so your clothes look good. When things look nice, we tend to appreciate them more. Yeah, okay.
He has a lot of time.
Know when to let stuff go. Don't feel like you have to duct tape your clothes together to get another year out of them. All right, I get that. Number nine, the final one, it's okay to have weaknesses. Even the guy behind this has one. He calculated that he has enough blazers to last at least 10 years, so they shouldn't be taking up so much space in his closet. But he loves blazers, this guy. Mm, the spreadsheet guy loves blazers. So I don't know what you get out of that.
This guy is not our guy.
Yeah, he's
just
dick.
Not. He's not.
Also, two things next together on the list, right next to it, he says, know when to get rid of stuff, but then know how to repair it. You know, he's sort of contradicting himself.
What do you have more of? And we'll finish on this.
All right.
I'll go first. I have more golf shirts than anything in my closet. I probably have a hot rotation that I use, but I have too many of them, and I buy too many of them. What about you, Oscar? What do you have more
of? I'd like to go last, closet? If you don't mind. I like to go last.
All right, very good. Yeah. Oscar, Rob, what do you have too much of?
Hoodies and an honorable mention for tuxedos. I have a lot of tuxedos.
How many tuxedos do you have?
I have like 5 or 6 dinner jackets that I've bought through the years. And pants and the accessories and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Stupid. That's weird, but he's got them. Yeah. And you fit into all of them?
No.
That's right. The white one you don't fit into.
No, God, that was such a great coat in its day.
You looked so good in that.
That was a 46 long. Oh, my God. 20 minutes I could fit in it.
You looked in that.
20 minutes.
I pray that you will be back in that someday.
Maybe for the burial.
What do you have? Well, we leave it open. You just lay on it. What do you have more of than anything else, Oscar?
Tube socks.
Tube socks. With or without stripe?
Without the stripe.
Oh, I was hoping it'd be like two big red stripes on the top.
Yeah. See, because then we could really go for the, the gay joke. Here we go. I'm sorry.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It would be an 80s gay joke. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Thank you for that. I'm glad I did it.
21st century. Hi, y'all. I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet. I make my own beer. It tastes like...
Take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan.
From shiny new licorice hats to red solo cups, the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
All right.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMeraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man. You click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Rob did a voice on a promo. I love that.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. Human beings didn't invent fire.
No.
We just figured out how to tame it, and we're still discovering better ways to enjoy it. With Solo Stove, you can enjoy a roaring fire without all the smoke. We all have them. We all love them. It is cold in Southwest Florida. It is
How cold is it?
It was in the upper 30s this morning in some parts of our area.
The year old people are going to start dropping. They can't deal with that weather.
No, they don't. They just stay inside. You don't see them out. No less chance of hitting them when I'm taking my kid to the bus stop.
That's good.
Solo Stove features stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. By the way, one guy, sleeveless, wears a sleeveless shirt every day he rides his bike. Just want to give a salute to him. There are two guys that do it. One guy that goes and plays tennis. Another guy that gets the exercise. Mm-hmm. They both go sleeveless. And I like that. That's macho. That's way to go.
Hot.
I don't care if you're almost 80 years old. You're getting it done.
Do they have tube socks?
You know what? I'm not quite sure. But there are a lot of socks that go up mid-calf.
Yes. Well, you want to protect those shins.
There is nothing that says more than that. Solo Stove is perfect for any occasion. They even sell grills, pots, and other accessories. S'mores, anyone? Easy to light, totally portable, and Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. Go smokeless with Solo Stove and get 25% off your order through February at solostove.com, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code Mike, not T-M-O-S, promo code Mike,
Mike.
M-I-K-E,
Mike, at checkout.
Remember that code. That's solostove.com, Mike, for 25% off your order, plus an additional $10 off when you use promo code
Mike.
Mike.
Thank you for Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
News.
Mike!
Thank
you. Mike. Appreciate it. So, you say you don't care about the Chiefs or the Bucks, you just want to know how long it'll take your team to make the Super Bowl. I love it. Sometimes ESPN does some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how ESPN rates every team's chances of getting there. Time for everybody to listen. A lot of football fans in our audience. Clear-cut contenders right now.
Clear-cut contenders and fruit fritters.
Yes. Kansas City Chiefs, obviously. Tampa, obviously.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bills, obviously.
Yes.
And the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, they went to the championship.
Yeah.
They are the
winners.
Clear-cut contenders. On the cusp of contending, the New Orleans Saints. They're basing this on the playoffs,
okay?
Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks, and the LA Rams. They're on the cusp. Still a year away. And my apologies if you're still waiting for your team. Indianapolis Colts, Cleveland Browns, San Francisco 49ers, Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers, Arizona Cardinals. Mm. 2 years away.
Aha.
This is going to excite some people. Miami Dolphins, that's a big deal.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Chargers, that's kind of a surprise. Dallas Cowboys, they're poised to make
America's
a comeback.
America's team, Mike.
And the Minnesota Vikings. 3 years out.
Oh.
The Las Vegas Raiders, Carolina Panthers, Washington football team.
Hey!
New England Patriots. Going to take a while for the Pats to get back in it. Denver, Chicago, the Bears, Atlanta, the Jets. 3 years out for the Jets. That's good news.
Start of a new era for the J-E-T-S Jets.
The Jacksonville Jaguars and the New York Giants. 3 years out. I'm happy about that, although
how do you feel about the Washington football team being placed ahead of your Giants?
Well, they're not ahead. They're just 2 years. They're in the same category of 3 years out. So all the teams I mentioned are 3 years out.
Patience.
They didn't put it
three
in
years.
Pecking order.
Must be patient.
And here are the bad ones. Okay. 4+ years.
Oh, dear.
Basically half a decade out.
Waiting game.
Houston, the Texans, the Eagles, the Bengals, and the Lions. There we are.
We'll be in another election cycle by then.
That's right.
Yeah. Like, you never know. And it could all be BS.
2 years.
If you look at it that way. The nominees for the Golden Globes were announced yesterday. The Netflix movie Mank, Rob's favorite.
Yes, I loved it.
And the Netflix TV show The Crown.
Yes.
I love that too. Oscar and I watched that one.
Mm-hmm.
That came out. They both came out on top with 6 nominations apiece. The Trial of the Chicago 7. I have not watched it. Either one of you?
I didn't watch that. No.
I have. It's always trending on Netflix. It's something I started for some reason as we were going. There's been so many movies that are really breaking down how deficient our legal system is and how unfair it is.
Yeah,
that I started watching it, and for the first time, and you know, Mike, I like unpleasant things. It was just so unpleasant. I was like, I don't want to learn about these animals again.
I've been there, and that, you know, that's probably why I didn't look at it myself.
Yeah.
I looked at that and just said, ugh, not another one. I'm just not into it. Schitt's Creek was the second most nominated show, followed by the one you guys love, Ozark.
Yes.
One I love, The Undoing. I told you that would do well. The Great. What is The Great?
Oh,
I don't even know what the hell it is.
It's about the covering of a sewer.
Thank you very much. And Ratchet with us.
Oh, that was a great show. I loved
great
that.
Great show.
Yeah.
Netflix enjoyed a massive haul of nominations, partially because its continued rise as a movie and series producer, but also because of the pandemic, which has given a huge boost to the streaming networks. The 78th annual Golden Globes will air live on NBC on Sunday, February 28th. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are co-hosting the fourth time after hosting in 13, 14, and 15.
Should have been Lynch.
Why are you shaking your head?
Should have been Lynch.
Jane Lynch, you're being silly. I like Amy
Poehler.
No,
they're great. They'll do a good job.
They'll do a fantastic job. E! News is claiming Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are no longer speaking and are preparing to divorce. Supposedly, it's mutual, and if Kim doesn't file the official papers soon, Kanye will step in and do it. Look, I don't know where they're getting it from. Who knows? Still no official word, and I normally don't mention anything about the Kardashians.
Who do you think's the lucky
really,
one
really
here?
Bad.
Who do you think's the lucky one? Not money-wise, not monetary. Just
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
See, I don't look at it that way.
Kanye boosted his brand by being attached to her, and he comes out smelling like a rose?
Well, I think that for him, when he got into this world, it's like as he was getting into his deals with Adidas, that juggernaut of the Kardashian brand on the social media moved those units, created a billion-dollar company out of his Yeezy sneakers.
Will it have a reverse effect if they get divorced?
I don't think so. I think it's established in pop culture at the moment.
All right.
Yeah. I think Oscar has a point there.
This source that says they're getting divorced claimed that he moved 500 pairs of sneakers out.
That's 1,000 shoes, Oscar.
Thank you.
Yeah. Although they do note he hasn't completely moved out, just his shoes. Connie could probably use that what you need and what you want thing.
Yes. Mike, all of those shoes bring him joy.
A need and want.
Yes.
That's true. 500 pairs. Posting your COVID vaccine card on social media has become a popular way to celebrate your first shot. But remember this. This is a public service. It's risky. The cards normally include your full name and birthday, plus the location where you got the vaccine, and that's just enough info to make scammers.
I'm
curious about that, so be aware of that. Scammers are out there, you know? You don't have to post everything you do either. It's not necessary. The average American has 5 expired items stinking up their fridge right now.
Oscar.
I bought a piece of salmon shrink-wrapped from Costco. And I swear to God, it was 30 years old. And we didn't even give it a second thought because it was shrink wrapped. And we're like, what is that stink?
Ugh.
It was the salmon. Mm. We've got a stinker.
Can you guys can you guys see the back of your fridges when you open them?
Absolutely.
Not really. Robbo organizes his fridge really well. I don't. I leave it up to Carlo.
Yeah, the only thing that's in our fridges is these yogurts and maybe some seltzer water, and that's all we have. It's crazy. And the Freshly's. And we live the life house. Of like...
Yeah, you're healthy. You both are health nuts, and it's like...
It's not fun.
It's like, you know, well, no, it's, my sister, I go to visit her, sad. It's like, oh, she opened her refrigerator, it's all the seeds and nuts.
Right.
Moldy leftovers are one of the most common culprits. Here are five stats from the study. Takes an average of 5 weeks for something going bad in our fridge before we'll investigate the smell. Two-thirds of people say they have more leftovers in their fridge now than they normally would. Things that annoy us most about forgotten leftovers are wasting food. I feel that's mine. Mm-hmm. Numero uno. Mm-hmm. Clean up the smell and wasting time cooking when you had something you could just heat up. 48% have thrown out an entire container of leftovers. We've done that.
Sure.
Including the Tupperware. That's it's really
oh, that's,
bad.
That's when it's bad.
Include now the Tupperware. And the last time the average person cleaned out their fridge was in early September.
That sounds maybe close.
Cleaning out your fridge is like, when someone asks me that, I always think about, when was my last physical? You start thinking about when that was. No, because you feel you feel like it's just work. It.
About twice a year, I take everything out and I wash the shelves.
You wash
the shelves?
Did your
wife do anything
shelves?
Like that ever?
No. Ever.
You're a good wife.
Poor
you're
man.
Yeah. Well, Mike, it brings me great joy to have a clean refrigerator.
I know it does, Nancy. There's an organization called the Dull Men's Club, and they put out an annual calendar featuring the most boring people. Don't steal the kicker. Featuring the most boring people in the U.S. and the U.K. In most cases, it's someone who collects something or studies something that's just not interesting enough to deserve that level of attention. This year's calendar includes a woman in California who collects caution wet floor signs. A man in England who's a historian studying manhole covers. Number three, a guy who's collected 1,100 vintage washing machines. The founder of the Telegraph Pole Appreciation Society in Wales. And a guy in New Mexico who collects gas station memorabilia. Honorable mention went to a man in D.C. who collects microphones, and you stole that from him. So don't, you know, you broke the first rule because you got excited because you knew you'd be on that list. That's it. We have to take a break. We'll come back with the audio vault from the microphone collector right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. God damn it.
You all, I swear to God.
Fucking menus.
I am freaking out.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I want somebody who uses fucking brain to not come out of a damn record. And I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not gonna take this anymore.
Hallelujah! Holy shit, where's the title?
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, honey. I don't even know why you're tripping with so many ways to chill and enjoy your favorite podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show is available on demand in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and even on Stitcher and Spotify. Subscribe on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode and you can relax.
Yeah, I love that.
Relax.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with my Lord.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life.
Yeah.
And for most of the scenes, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. But I soon realized that at the lowest and saddest times of my life, there was only one set of footprints.
Oh.
I spoke, Lord, during this most troublesome time, there's only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why, when I needed you most, you left me. He whispered,
my precious child, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I had to leave you so that I could listen to the TMOS bonus show. Now wake up and get to work, you lazy ass. And put on some shoes. This ain't a luau.
Jesus can get cranky.
He can.
But he still tells us to use our collective passports to gain access to the assport. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com today and grab the bonus show. Extra TMOS laughs commercial free for pennies a day. We might not be able to turn water into wine, but we can turn whining into laughter. The TMOS bonus show. We put the glee in Galilee. There we are. Rob, stellar job. Got to say it when you do. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Feb 4, 2021. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
What do you think of if I mentioned to you a country called Zamunda?
Ooh, coming to America.
I would say it would sound like an African country.
Oscar is correct. It is the mythical country from the old movie Coming to America. And on March 5th on Amazon Prime, they are releasing Coming
Number two, America.
Yes.
Which is the sequel to Coming to America. I'm actually excited about it. I saw the trailer. It had Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live is in it. And a lot of the original cast is there. Arsenio is there. Here's a
piece. Eddie in it?
Eddie yes. is in it. Arsenio's
oh,
in it.
That's all you need.
And here's a little bit of the trailer. You're going to hear a lot of familiar voices you're going to like.
Okay.
Here.
Hey, what are you doing back here? Mufasa. Say it
again. Feel right. I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy.
I'm in.
Hello.
Me too.
I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Presenting King Hakim's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quay.
Is that Leslie Jones?
Yes, it's great.
I think, look, formulaic, and I think it's going to be a stone cold smash.
That movie, I watched the DVD of the original Coming to America not long ago, and from movies of that era, it has aged amazingly well. It is still a very, very funny
that.
Movie.
We need that. Yeah. When's it come out? Do we
March
know when
5th.
It comes out?
March 5th on Amazon.
Okay. Oh, I'm ready. I'm
I
ready.
Don't
That's
know.
Great.
I can't tell you whether or not sexual chocolate will be in it, but we can keep our fingers crossed.
I love that. That's great.
Now, fantastic. As far as long overdue sequels that I'm not as excited about, the Wayne's World spot that they're keeping hyping for the Super Bowl, which, again, I have trouble with because Wayne and Garth are now 70. Yeah. They released another teaser. What they did, they're sponsored by Uber Eats, and they did a thing online where for 2.5 hours, 2.5 hours, Wayne and Garth sat down and read the name of every restaurant that uses Uber Eats. It is 2.5 hours long. In the course of it, Alice Cooper comes by, and so does Cardi B. Here's the portion with Alice Cooper. I know you, because Mike, you used to golf with him all the time.
Wayne, right. I know our commercial's over, but wouldn't it be cool if we gave credit to all the local restaurants on Uber Eats?
Totally. A tribute to remind us that local restaurants aren't just in our neighborhoods, they are our neighborhoods.
Excellent point, Wayne.
Alice Cooper.
Whoa. My boy.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. Hey, do you want to watch some restaurants with us?
Oh, more than anything.
Oh, okay. Well,
I labeled that in my soundboard, three men who don't want to be there.
Yeah, that's just, and they sound
old. Yeah.
The premise, though, I mean,
everybody
is
gets
sweet.
Old, everybody's going to die. But yeah, I mean, they mention all the restaurants. Yes.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
I'm just getting back to, so they got another, they've got a sequel coming out, right? So
I don't think so. I think they're just doing this for the paycheck.
Oh, they're just doing the Uber thing?
Yeah. I don't know. I've not heard about anything.
I haven't seen anything about a movie.
No movie. Uh-uh. And also, I do believe that there is not the best blood between Dana Carvey and Mike Myers. I've heard Dana Carvey say things that he was not a lot of fun to work with. So I think
a lot of people have said that about Mike Myers.
So I think this is just cashing a check. And and they're booked on The Tonight Show with Fallon, I think, tonight, based on the fact they're doing a commercial. That's where showbiz is.
All right. Thank you. All right.
So there's that.
Well, the tale of two projects.
Exactly. I like
and,
to
I'm all about, compare. You know, I think it's great. And it's great with when they do a sequel where people haven't been on screen with that character in a long time. And then you bring in some new talent like Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
Is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's a perfect vehicle for her. I think it's going to be great for her. I hope I'm right. I really, really do.
And it always surprises me, and I got to get out of this mindset, when I see something that's premiering on Amazon or Netflix, you have sort of your mindset, that's like going to be a TV movie. It looks like the original film. It is huge.
Good, because the original film was such a big deal.
A big deal.
Such a big.
John Landis, I think,
great,
right?
Great choreography.
Yeah,
too.
Wonderful.
I mean, fantastic
wonderful.
Enough.
All right, we are going to probably on the bonus show this week discuss marijuana. I have it on the list. But today is National Hemp Day. Did you know this?
I had no idea, Rob. Mm-hmm. I know you're very much aware of that.
I like to smoke grass. We really don't have time to do it, but we'll talk about it another time. But it's a National Hemp Day, and I know that Bernie Sanders has been top of mind lately, and he's a big enthusiast. So here's a message. We close with this. Here's a message from Bernie Sanders for National Hemp Day.
We're going to legalize marijuana in every state in the country. And I'll tell you what else we're going to do. We're going to start businesses to sell legal marijuana.
Oh,
thank you very much.
So, observe in your own way, National Hemp Day. That's your Magic Audio Vault, folks. Have a good Thursday.
Oh, my God. Way to go, Bernie. That's it. Great show, fellas. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for your fabulous Friday.
Yeah.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMarishow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, good for you.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Good job.
Hey, what's going on this side?